In terms of the question that you're asking, that when somebody has an illness which seems to have no cure and the doctors seem to not have any official cure for it. So the question is, should one be so brazen in their bitachon that they rely on Hashem to such an extent that Hashem will for sure heal them? So again, let's just break this up. Simply speaking, the bottom line take home of all emunah and bitachon, the most important thing is just always to be in communication with Hashem, to have Hashem in one's life. There are different types of emunah and bitachon and different types to apply the different types of emunah and bitachon. But the main thing is not to fall to anxiety and things like that without Hashem in the picture, leaving Hashem out the picture. But rather the goal is always to bring Hashem in the picture. For some people at different times, it will just be just talking to Hashem, asking to Hashem, please just help me to get through this. And that's enough. That's what's relevant in their situation. That's certainly a form of emunah and bitachon that is taught by many. Whilst at the same time, there is another type of bitachon which we've been exploring extensively in our Transform Your Bitachon series, where one can be so confident that Hashem will for sure come through for you, and no question, it's an absolute algorithm that Hashem created in the spiritual world, that if somebody has absolute bitachon, but again, this is the condition that it's absolute 100% sincere reliance, which is maybe a high level to achieve in many situations. One knows 100%. Without a shadow of a doubt, that Hashem is going to come through for me. He's going to, just like if you'd be relying on another individual. Let's say a doctor tells you, you know, I can take care of this with an operation. It's 100% successful. There's nothing to worry about. When you walk into that operation, you're confident you're going to get better because you know that that doctor has done it 1,000 times before, every time without failure. There's nothing to worry about. You're confident. The person gets to that level of reliance on Hashem, that they know Hashem's taking care of them. They know they have a mitzvah to rely on Hashem. They know they're allowed to rely on Hashem, that Hashem will make them better, even if it seems to go against all odds. Hashem is not limited to natural limitations, to the natural order of the way things work. If a person is absolutely sincere in that, with their bitachon in that way, then yes, Hashem will absolutely come through for them. That is what we're exploring in our course. And it's, again, we're going through it extensively. All one can have questions. Who knows if that's really best for me? Who knows if Hashem really wants it for me? Maybe Hashem has other calculations. No, as we're exploring the course, Hashem very much wants us to rely on him in the way that we assume that he'll come through for us, in the way that is good for us, even if it's hard for us to understand these concepts. Again, we're going through it extensively in the Transform Your Bitachon series. However, the bottom line take home is that yes, we should absolutely, that is certainly a valid avenue of bitachon to have to, in our prayers, to just say to Hashem, Hashem, I know that you can, not only can come through for me, I know that you are the Kol Yachol, that you can absolutely come through for me against all limitation, against the natural order. But now to take the next step and say, Hashem, I'm actually going to place my reliance on you, that you are going to make me better. I'm going to be confident in this, even if it seems like the doctors have given up, etc. You are absolutely beyond that. And again, the fact that Hashem is beyond that and that he can do anything is basic emunah and bitachon. That is according to every opinion, every type of emunah and bitachon. But we're extending it further here, saying that not only can Hashem do that for me, but he is going to do that for me. He is going to come through for me in the way that I desire. But again, this is one form of emunah and bitachon. For some people, for different times, that just feels like it's not it's not the right approach. It might feel a little bit too just uncomfortable, whatever. Then just the basic emunah bitachon one always has to have, knowing that Hashem can absolutely do anything, and just being in touch with Hashem constantly, reaching out to Hashem, you know, just asking Hashem, please, I know you can do anything. Please, can you heal me? I know in one second you can break all the laws of nature. You can take me out of the suffering that I'm going through. That's all in terms of where before the fact. After the fact, if God forbid a person did rely on Hashem and Hashem didn't come through for them in the way that they desired, again, it's not because bitachon doesn't work. Bitachon from countless sources, if one does it sincerely, absolutely works. There's nothing to talk about. The thing is that to be 100% sincere in one's reliance on Hashem is a very, very high level. Therefore, if Hashem wouldn't come through for a person in the way that they desire, one always has to assume that they probably didn't have enough bitachon. And again, to remember that it's not that much, much, much greater of a reward than receiving what one wants, even if it's recovering from illness or anything else, is the actual exercise of bitachon itself. just being on the journey and trying to have bitachon, the reward for that, even if one didn't have 100% bitachon, they only had 80% bitachon, the reward that they will get for that, for eternity, is way greater than anything one can imagine, way greater than recovering from illness or anything else. But again, those are the different approaches, and Bezrat Hashem, Hashem just send you tremendous siyata dishmaya.